Station last name is Galvin. G-A-L-V-E. I'm sorry, G-A-L-V-E-Z as in zebra. First name is Martin. Date of visit is September 26, 2023. Date of birth is November 3, 1977. Referring physician is at Salinas Valley State Prison. Next graduate, she complained neck pain and headache. The next graduate history present in this patient is a 45-year-old male. Common chief complaint of headache and neck pain for some patients. Tells me that he's been having these pain for the last 3 years. So for the majority of the pain is in the neck, common radiating down to the left arm for some. But now left fingers and whole left arm is numb. For some, the pain is progressively getting worse. So for some, patient tells me majority of the pain is in the neck. For some, patient tells me that he has tried Depakote 500 milligrams twice a day and that has not been effective. For some, patient tells me that he's not able to try many medications because of his hepatitis C and liver cirrhosis. So for some, a patient denies any hemiparesis, antibody sensory changes, diplo, fear, dysarthria, and dysphagia. Next up, past medical history, hepatitis C, chronic. Next up, liver cirrhosis, elevated ALT, esophageal varices, gastritis, mild anemia, proteinemia. Next number, current medications, acetaminophen as needed, Depakote 500 milligrams twice a day, propranolol 10 milligrams twice a day. Next we have a social history. Patient is a former beer and wine and liquor drinker. First up, patient just started at 14 years old. First up, stopped it when he was 25 years old. First up, patient had formal use of cocaine, marijuana, heroin, started at 12 years old. First up, patient also is a former smoker. Family history, there's no family history of similar medical condition. First up, mother have hypertension. First up, next time, mother also have a renal failure. Next we have a review system. Patient's left arm numbness. First up, neck pain. First up, and headache. First up, next step, paragraph. Go back to the history present known as, go back to the history present known as, patient tells me that the headaches happens about twice a week. First up, it can last as long as 4 to 5 days each time. First up, but there's no photophobia, there's no phonophobia. First up, but there's no nausea with it. First up, next paragraph. Next paragraph, a diagnostic test, an EM, next paragraph, a neurological examination, sensory examination, patient's decreased sensation to left arm and left fingers. So first up, next paragraph, a diagnostic test, an EMG nerve conduction study was performed today. First up, it shows a moderate left C5 and C6 cervical radiculopathy. First up, also show mild left carpal tunnel syndrome. Next paragraph, impression number one. Impressionable one, cervicogenic headache. A first vision has a cervical radiculopathy causing the left side of the head headaches common, also radiating down to the left arm. A first impression number two, cervical radiculopathy common left C5 and 6 based on an EMG nerve conduction study. Impression number three, mild left carpal tunnel syndrome. Next number, liver cirrhosis and hepatitis C. Next for our recommendation, explain the patient of the above diagnosis. Next number, I'll recommend patient that obtain a cervical spine MRI common to definitively evaluate for cervical spondylosis and disc bulging. First time next summer. Impression number two, next number, a recommendation obtain physical therapy next number. Also recommend patient to taper off the Depakote as a patient has a liver cirrhosis and hepatitis. First time next number, recommend patient to start gabapentin 300 milligrams one pill twice a day for a cervical radiculopathy pain and cervicogenic headaches. First time that the gabapentin should be safer for him because gabapentin is excreted by the liver. First up, because the gabapentin is excreted by the kidney, first up, it should be safer for a liver cirrhosis patient. Depends on what the cervical spine MRI shows. Common patient may consider epidural injection. If a patient's liver is able to tolerate, common may also consider baclofen 10 milligrams a night. This marks the end of the patient.